Good morning and welcome to the Dina Joe podcast. I am DJ Dina Joe, your friend coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining this show today. Y'all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you and hit that follow button so that you can join us live sometime. I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat. Thank you all for your continued love, support, likes, shares, and downloads. Hey, baby! Bam, bam, Brett, how are you guys? How did you get that? Welcome in really quick before I got everybody coming in. I hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, almost didn't make it this morning. My stomach and then my poor little dog has got like a, I think it's what they call cursors in his knee. It's like, yeah, he's not doing good. And he's a herder. He's a wants to herd stuff. He just wants to go and have fun and he can't do it. And it's like, how do you tell a dog? And all he wants to do is play frisbee. Let me play frisbee, mom. Let me play frisbee. So I can only throw it like little teeny, like a couple inches, little feet, just this far so he doesn't jump. But he's just crazy. So I'm trying to watch him too. So thank you guys for coming in today. Today is Monday. Oh, it's May 1st already. Golly. Today in Denver, it's 37. We're expecting sunny skies and a high of 70. For my friend Ryan, who's on an interview right now, good luck, Ryan. It's 46. Skies will be mostly cloudy and it'll be 74. For my friends and family in Welland, Ontario, currently 44. Watch for scattered rain showers, a high of 46, it says. And for my friend BP, and wherever he ate a yummy breakfast, was that breaking bread today? It is currently, they said 40. Take your umbrella. It's going to rain. And you're not going to get much higher. I'm only 46, it says. So I am going to start the day with a little bit of encouragement. Like I always want to, I always say in this world of hate, we need to be encouraged to do, just to be a little bit better. Or a lot better sometimes. My word today is greatness. And I'm talking about greatness in the form of a person, a quality of being great, considerably above the normal or average. So my quote is, the greatness of a man is not how much wealth he acquires, but in his integrity and his ability to affect those around him positively. And that is by Bob Marley. And so greatness, just like integrity and excellence, seems to me people have less of a value to want to achieve that in their lives anymore. What is greatness? Greatness is the quality that radiates from inside out. When someone is honoring their values and living a life of purpose, your greatness is not the values that society impose upon you. It's not what your culture or your family or your peers tell you what you should go after. True greatness is fully utilizing the gifts you've been given and actualizing and fulfilling your unique purpose. On my journey to discover my gifts and talents, etc., I have come across a lot of motivating leaders, one being Lewis Howes. Of course, he has a podcast, the School of Greatness Academy, along with a new book of the same name, The School of Greatness. He said what he believes greatness is. Greatness is when you're going on a journey to discover your unique gifts and talents. While on that path of discovery and figuring out what your dreams are, you make the maximum positive impact on the people around you. Ooh, sorry about that. Make the maximum positive impact on the people around you. And again, that's Lewis Howes. And that's kind of like a personal goal for me. So, hi, Hanny. I hope you guys like that and that encourages you a little bit on this Monday. I know Mondays are a little hard to be great, I guess, to get out there and do your best, but just try. You can do it. You can do it. I just saw this t-shirt that came across my feed and I am going to have to buy this t-shirt. It is too damn funny. It is a big old heifer cow with this cute bow in her head. And the shirt says, "Don't be a salty heifer." And I'm like, I have got to get that teaser. That is too funny. Don't be a salty heifer. So try not to be a salty heifer today. Go out and be great. Be great. Today is, let's see if I can bring this up. Today is Mr. Willie Nelson's 90th birthday. Happy birthday, Willie. Yep, goals, Andy. You're not a salty heifer. You're a sweet little thing. Be sweet and kind, like Kanye J and Dina Joe. That's a little roll me up and smoke me when I die. Willie Nelson, happy birthday, 90th birthday, man. And I guess they had a huge concert. I had talked about it when they were talking way back when they were saying they were going to do it and all the different people that were there. I'm sure it was fun, but happy birthday, Willie Nelson. Did you guys see my pictures of the Rockies game? Hi, Mike Tampa Bay and the Llamas. Man, yesterday was a great day. It actually started off with Brett, the Pulse. I got to go in there and listen. He just has a great show to music. And thank you, Mike, for sending me that. You were in there and you sent it to me. So I started off with the music, and then I went over to the Trader Joe's 1 year anniversary, where the Haven for Heroes organization with the llamas and alpacas, they were there. And that was just so great to see them. And a lot of people came out. So I hope that they got a lot of people to follow them. They're a great organization, a haven for heroes, for veterans and police officers and frontline workers. Those animals, where the farm is, it's just so peaceful. And you have these animals with these big old eyelashes, and they're just so sweet and so calm. Hi, Yancy. It was great. So, and then after that, we went to the Rockies game, and we knew we had, first of all, we had free tickets. So we're like, yeah, let's go. And we knew they were kind of special seats, but we didn't know they were the first. They were the first row seats behind home base. We were like very important people for the day. It was crazy. We were right there. I have pictures of, I think they call him the Moose or something. I don't know who he is. Aaron will have to tell me. He's sitting right in front of the little, they have net up so that the balls can't come and hit you. And he's sitting right there, right there. And they're like stretching. We saw a lot of llama butt yesterday and a lot of baseball, because they'd stand and then they'd bend over right in front of us and stretch and then swing their arms up. It was really crazy. It was so cool. And Aaron, he got a ball that was hit. So he'll talk about it. I don't want to tell him all of his stuff, but he had so much fun. If you don't know, my son Aaron has autism, the one that comes in here on Friday and does the sports. And so he is so into sports. That's his niche with autism. And he, first of all, he never has ever met Dinger before, the mascot. And he wanted to meet the mascot, and he got to meet him right as we were leaving, because we were in like this Toyota clubhouse. We had special bathrooms. They brought us food, and everything was free except for alcohol. So, which we didn't buy anyway, because it was too damn expensive, but it was just so nice. We had such a great time. It was really fun. It was fun. And that whole pitch clock thing, it really does make the game go a lot faster. So yeah, I was sitting back a little from the front in the baseball game. I like sitting back a little in the front of the baseball game. Yeah, I've never ever been this close before. So it was pretty crazy. And our team was like, right, I have pictures. You can see the team guys right there. So yeah, like I said, they come and they stretch out and right in front of you. It was crazy. It was really fun. So it pays to be nice. Lewis is just as nice as I am. And he tries to be. And it was somebody who lives in the country club that he did work for. And he was like, yeah, you did, you know, you always do such good things for us. We want to pay you back. And he said, just pick a day and we'll take care of you. And man, they took care of us. It was awesome. So that was great. So we're going to get into a little of what's trending. And oh man, hi Rottweiler, how are you? Big hugs. My stomach is already upset, like I said, so I don't know how I'm going to get through some of these because they're just so gross. This first one, it's again, these trends that are happening. It's Mike, Tampa Bay. We want you to try these, Mike. This dessert, it is cottage cheese ice cream. So they take the cottage cheese and she uses one of those, like a blender, and blends it all up. And then like this one, she puts chocolate chips in it. And then vanilla, peanut butter, cocoa powder, a little bit of sweetener. And they said that if you're on a keto diet, that it has 60 grams of protein. So it has a ton of protein. She makes a strawberry cheesecake one. She puts strawberries in with the cottage cheese, then graham crackers and honey, and mixes it all up and then freezes it. I guess maybe if somebody didn't tell me it was cottage cheese, I'll make something this week. Text me a few things and I'll do it. Okay. All right, Mike. I everybody, you and Mike, and then you'll have to come in and talk about it. Okay. I definitely will, because there's another one that's even grosser if you like mayonnaise. So we tried the Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream on the podcast the other night. Oh, you did? Oh my gosh. I talked about that one too. I was like, what in the heck? Are you kidding me? This sounds so gross. Was it really, really gross? I can't even imagine. Oh my gosh. That's yuck. Oh. I hope somebody videotaped it. That's the best thing, is to see your face, you know, to see each other's. It was bad. Okay, Yancy, wait a minute. I'm going to click on you because I know I follow you, but what podcast are you on? Are you on the one with, you have to tell me which podcast. WKOP. See, I've never heard of that. That sounds like that old show, WKRP. Wasn't WKRP? WKOP. Okay, I have to find that but have you been on Russ's show too? Oh, it's pre-recorded. Okay. All right. I'll have to find it. Oh my gosh. Oh, see, that's just gross. But anyway, this one, if they didn't tell me, maybe if it was cottage cheese, it looks good. But the other one that's coming up is a mayo. It's a mayonnaise cocktail, and they put, let me see. It's the last one, but since we're talking about gross things, they put mayonnaise. Oh, gross. They talk about it being an eggnog, and then they mix it in this cocktail. Okay. It's called a tapeworm shot, which looks like as appealing as it sounds. It says the tapeworm shot is vodka, Tabasco, black pepper, and several squirts of mayonnaise, which floats in the alcohol, makes it look like worms. The squiggles look like worms. Oh my gosh. No, that just sounds so absolutely disgusting. When any idiot can invent and drink, this is what happens. Exactly. Oh my gosh. And then there's another one too. Let me see if it's this, it's called the smoker's cough, and it is, I'm combining 30 milliliters of Jägermeister and a tablespoon of mayonnaise. Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, doesn't that just sound just absolutely disgusting? Oh my gosh. Mike, I don't think we'll make you try those. That just sounds so gross. But I don't know. Maybe, like I said, that cottage cheese one might not be that bad. I'd have to get it in my head that it's not cottage cheese, because I can't stand cottage cheese. It's so gross. Oh, Bam Bam, was that a mistake or did I miss you? I didn't get you in time. Oh, okay. There we go.
Hello.
Hi, Bam Bam. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm on the road. I just pulled over for a minute to call in.
Yeah.
You were talking about weird drinks.
Yeah.
I talked about this on the Joe Antonio show once upon a time. The grossest drink around that I've ever seen is called the Dirty Mexican Asshole.
Do I want to know?
You go to a bar with like a used ashtray, you pick all the cigarette butts out of it, you put in a shot of tequila and a few shots of Tabasco sauce, and then you drink it out of the dirty ashtray.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know why. I know why my buddy used to do it. He used to do it as a dare to get free drinks at the bar.
Oh, okay. But, oh, that's so gross. That's nasty.
The funny story I was telling Joe Antonio, that's my buddy. Remember a few weeks ago, I lost my friend.
Oh, right? he's the one that did it? Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, but he's bringing you back some funny memories. That's nice. Hi, Blue Dream. Welcome. Gosh. That's gross, Tuttles. I'm hoping you never did it.
I never done it myself. No, I just, you know,
I think I would puke. Just the smell of the ashtray. Oh, gosh. Does tequila wash down cigarettes by butts? Cigarette butts. Oh, does the tequila wash the cigarette butts? Oh.
I mean, hear another cigarette thing?
Sure.
Back in the old days, they used to make gin differently, and cigarettes were made a little bit different than they are now. Back in World War One. They used to give the soldiers bottles of gin. If the soldier took his gin, put it in an aluminum glass, and then flicked the cigarette ashes in it, it would increase the alcohol concentration by about 25%.
Wow.
So the soldiers would get drunk easier off their cheap gin.
Oh my gosh. That's just gross. That's a good, that's good information. I had no idea, but that's still so gross.
Yeah, another episode of Tim's Useless Knowledge.
No, but you know what? Hey, you never know when you're walking down the street and somebody's, hey, $1,000. Did you know? Yeah, I do know. I learned it on the Dina Joe show. Tuttles taught me. Thank you, Bella. Tuttles taught me.
I got to rock. I got to start driving. Sorry. All right. I'm not ignoring. I'm just listening because I'm driving around this morning. So.
All right. Be safe.
Later.
Bye. Oh my gosh, the things people do to get drunk fast, huh? That's just so gross. Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to other things now. If you guys have animals and pets, like I was telling you, my Billy, tomorrow it starts Amazon Pet Days. And I guess it's just like Amazon Prime Days that we have, but it's Amazon Prime Day for your pets. So they have a bunch of different sales going on. It starts tomorrow. At 12 a.m. Pacific time and runs through Wednesday, May 3rd, 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. But there's already sales right now, they said. So you can actually go on and look at the sales. So they have a lot of cute little puffy thing if you have a cat and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, Amazon Prime Days for pets. That's going on starting tomorrow. And then let's see, back to food. I haven't seen these yet, but if you guys like s'mores, there's new marshmallows that change color when they go in the fire. They're pretty cool. Let's see. I think, let me see. It keeps moving around. It's jet puffed marshmallows. And I wanted to see the colors. They changed to orange and green, but I was trying to see what they were prior to them going in the, it says, oh, okay. Once they're introduced to the heat, they're pink and blue marshmallows. The pink turns orange and the blue turns green once they get into the fire. So I don't know if you have kids or you're a big kid, maybe you would enjoy those, but those are new marshmallows. And then for bubbly water fans, the Topo Chico, and I know I'm probably saying that wrong. They have three new flavors that are coming out. There's a blueberry, a tangerine, and a lime mint. So if you're into that bubbly water, the blueberry has a hint of hibiscus extract. The tangerine has a hint of ginger, and the lime has some mint in it. I actually like those sometimes. They make my stomach feel better. So those are out too. And some more news. This is not food. It's about comics. If people are into comic books, God, I hate all these ads that come flashing through. Comic Book Day is Saturday, May 1st. And you can get a free comic book if you go to freecomicbookday.com. That's the official website. And then they are having free Comic Book Day events. You can go onto their website and see where there is an event near you. So if you're into comic books, I know that there's one not too far from our house. There's a comic book store. www.freecomicbookday.com if you're into that. And we talked about the gross mayonnaise drink. Oh my gosh, that is just so gross. And then I've also posted some pictures and for recipes for Cinco de Mayo will be on Friday. So I wanted to get some out there before Cinco de Mayo, just so you guys, if you want to try something new. Hey, Hoff, how are you? Good to see you. I hope you're doing well. Let's see. Yeah, Tucson is going to be crazy Friday night. Oh, do they have a lot of stuff out by you? I think that's fun. I love when you hear the mariachis and all that kind of stuff. I think that's fun. Mike, are you still in here? No, he probably fell asleep. He just got home from work. All right, so I am going to actually start the music early since my dog is not feeling well, and just so I can go and take care of him. Oh, you are in here. Oh, I wanted to see if you wanted. You're here. I wanted to see if you wanted to come up and chat, but I'll just start the music so that I can go take care of my doggy since he is not well. Oh, there's Mike. Are you there, Mike? Mike. I don't know where you went, Mike. I pushed invite. Oh, there you are.
These Bluetooth headphones are horrible.
Yeah. Hi, Short Pants Robert. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So you're going to try, we're going to get you a recipe and you're going to try it for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Just one thing or multiple things?
I don't know. Well, you can only try one once, right?
Yeah. So what would it be?
I don't know. He had all kinds of gross things he was saying before.
I was not saying mustard milk. Do not bring that up. Oh my God. This sounds so nasty.
All right. So no mustard milk. All right. Well, we'll figure something out. We'll figure something out for you to try. And then you're going to have to videotape it if you can. So, or else come on and talk about it so we can know what it is. Yeah, but you guys have to help. If you have something weird that you want him to try, we'll help Mike try it. Mikey will try anything.
Exactly.
Mustard milk.
Yeah, except for mustard milk.
Or
votes on it, and I have to do it. Then.
Or alcoholic drinks out of an ashtray. We won't be doing that to you.
Ew. Yeah, no, I haven't drank since I made a promise to my dad. So since 2008. Really haven't had beer, so. Yeah.
All right. Well, then it will not be alcoholic, but we'll find something unusual for you to try. Yeah, he likes it. Mikey, he likes it. Mustard milk. I know, Rottweiler. He was talking about mustard milk and mustard and something else. Oh my gosh. Last week. And it just was like in your stomach. It just sounded warm. So gross.
Warm mustard milk is what I was talking about.
Well, yum, either one.
Mustard milk.
No. So yeah, we'll have to maybe we'll have to have you try that cottage cheese ice cream, but you have to make it. We'll have to see. Okay. We'll have to see if you have the stuff to make it. We'll figure out something for you. Yeah. But yeah. All right. Well,
sounds good.
All right. Well, then I'll let you go down and I'll just start the music.
Sounds good. Love you guys.
Thanks, Mike. Bye. All right. So I'm starting today with songs that are turning 40 this year. So we are going to start with Jump by the Pointer Sisters. The Pointer Sisters Who are more of a retro R&B group in the 70s, adapted well to the 80s with an upbeat keyboard-driven sound like this one. Jump Pointer sang on this one. She and her sisters Anita and Ruth spread out the lead vocals equally, so none were constantly in lead singer. Another sister, Bonnie, left the group a few years earlier. Jump for My Love was written by Steve Mitchell, Marty Sharon, and Gary Chardon. This one, Grammy for the best performance by a duo or group. Here are they are, the Pointer Sisters with Jump, turning 40. Everybody. Hi, Brenda. Bam Bam, you always get me confused with that. I always think it's her birthday then. Happy birthday, Hanny. I should make you guys all get up. Walk in place. Do your squats. That is a little bit of the Jump for My Love by the Pointer Sisters on the album Breakout in 1983. All right, we're going to move on to a little rock and roll, and it's Rock of Ages by Def Leppard. God, I remember this song. Rock of Ages is a song by Def Leppard from their 1983 album Paranorma. When issued as a single in the United States, the song reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100, 19 Cashbox Top 100, and hit number 1 on the Top Track Rock charts. The song began with glutter glopping, gloping, globin, something like that. The German-like nonsense phrase introduced by Mutt Lang, which was nothing more than gibberish in German, instead of starting off 1, 2, 3, 4. So in 2000, that's a little fact there for you. In 2012, the band re-recorded the song along with Pour Some Sugar on Me under the title Rock of Ages 2012. Both were released digitally on June 4th. So here is Def Leppard with Rock of Ages. Yeah! All right. I got something to say. Welcome on RMBGUFQD. And now, Blake, welcome. Oh, movie too. BP said they had the movie Rock of Ages in 2012. Thank you, BP. Hi, Sean. Welcome. You're welcome. Good to have you. We're going over songs turning 40 in 2023. Oh, All right. That was Rock of Ages. Def Leppard, 1983. And they were also saying this was the time, the year Microsoft, you know, our favorite Cabbage Patch Dolls first arrived from New Zealand, and all these songs were on the charts. This next one, Lucky Star by Madonna, written by Madonna. This was her first single from her debut album. It went nowhere, but successfully was re-released 6 months later after Holiday became a hit. This is the success and second time around was largely because of the video. And when MTV played music videos, it was in hot rotation. This was the biggest Madonna hit on which she is the only credited writer. Some of her earlier tracks, like Everybody, was credited to her, not credited to her alone. Guy Ritchie, her ex-husband, used this in the 2001 movie Snatch. And it was also featured in the scene where it was featured where the tough guy was roughing up somebody. And this song was playing on the radio. I didn't see it, but all right, here it is, Madonna with Lucky Star. And man, does she look different on this than she does now. I don't know. She, something, it's weird, right? It doesn't even look like bad plastic surgery. It looks really, I don't know. I was like, what happened, Madonna? Yeah, it's weird. Is it? It's like, yeah, terrible. I don't know. If she does, I don't think she sounds like this, Cubella. Yeah, you kind of wonder, right? In Hollywood, it's weird. Because she just, man, she just, I hate to say it, she just looks awful. Yeah. Exactly. I've seen some of those weird videos where they're showing the, like, behind the people and you can see it on their neck. Yeah, crazy. Where it looks like a mask. That's funny you say that. Yes, exactly. That's the one I've seen. It's weird. Oh, she's still touring, BP? Bam Bam says if you go back to Escape from LA in 1986, they predicted the future. Laugh out loud, all the rejects would have bad plastic surgery. All right, well, that's a little bit of Madonna with Lucky Star from the album Madonna 1983. When she was young and looked like a Madonna. All right, now we're going to go to Talking in Your Sleep, written by the band's lead singer. The singer learns his lover's secrets when she reveals them in her sleep. Luckily for this guy, she says a lot of nice things about him. Talking in Your Sleep is the biggest hit the Romantics' career. In fact, it's their only top 10 hit, and the only one other song by them, One in a Million, even made it to the top 40. Contrast with that with the number of times you've heard the Romantics' What I Like About You, which only made it to number 49. All right, can't understand all those charts. Talking in Your Sleep is the biggest hit. Let's see, that is double what I just said. Okay, here we go. I'm just going to play it. Romantics, Talking in Your Sleep. Goodness gracious. Everything is messed up today.
It's a Monday. Hey, Lunar Lena, how are you?
Oh, Lunar, Lena, I saw one of the little, it's the baby llama, is Luna Star, and I got to see her yesterday. She's so cute. She's only 9 months old. And then I kept calling her Lunar Lena instead of Lunar Star. She's super cute. That is The Romantics with Talking in Your Sleep off the album In the Heat in 1983. We're going to move on to another song turning 40, and that is going to be Sweet Dreams. This is another great, great band, Eurythmics. In the book Annie Lennox biography, Lennox explains that this song is about the search for fulfillment, and the sweet dreams are the desire that motivate us. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This is the title track to their second album and their breakout hit, but it took a while to get noticed. We thought we'd made something really special, but we had no idea really the impact we would have. Neither did the record label. They didn't even think it was going to make it as a single. So here it is, the Eurythmics with Sweet Dreams.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas.
She is creepy, Cubella. I agree.
Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to be.
Oh, you like this song? Oh, good. I'll play the whole thing for you. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. Oh my God.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world and the
bang, bang.
Everybody is looking for something.
I hope it was a good flashback, VP.
Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
All right, that was the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams. That's for you, Lunar Lena. I hope your morning starts up just beautifully. All right, we're going to move on to Candy Girl. I remember this song. Producer Marie Starr wrote Candy Girl shortly after seeing New Edition perform at a talent show. He signed them and had them record this in a small studio in Roxbury, Massachusetts. Starr wrote the song in the style of the song ABC by the Jackson 5. He wanted New Edition to emulate the Jackson 5 and had them perform similar dance moves and vocal harmonies. This was New Edition's first hit, and it led to sudden fame and a long and turbulent journey for the band. The BEM members were between the ages of 13 and 15 when this was released. Here they are, New Edition, Candy Girl. Welcome, UMCBFNBP. Sofo, Richard, welcome. Sounds like he's 13. Thank you, Cabella. Thank you, Lilina. Thank you, BB. Oh, he sounds the same, Cubella? I would think his voice would have changed. Yeah, right, literally, you would think he would have that, like he couldn't sing the song because it would be so different. That's funny. That's so funny.
My girl's the best, and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy. That might be true for my girl today.
That's for all the girls in the house today. Candy Girl, my New Edition. Oh my gosh, that's too funny. All right, we're going to move on to another song turning 40 this year, and it's by Yes, owner of The Lonely Heart. This song describes the paradox of loneliness. Once you've been hurt, loneliness is better than having a broken heart. This is the first single from 90125 and was the group's only one and only number one charting hit. The album was a departure from Yes's progressive sound in the 70s, containing a lot of distorted guitars and synthesizers that were popular at that time. With MTV, again, Yes suddenly found a new audience who were sometimes shocked to learn that they had a much bigger backlog catalog than they thought, that they were just a new group. Here is Yes with Owner of the Lonely Heart. A lot of the diehard Yes people didn't like it. I like it. Thank you, Bam Bam. I hope you're well. I'm doing well, thank you. For a Monday, I'm doing pretty damn well. That is Owner of the Lonely Heart by Yes off the album 90125 in 1983. All right, we're going to move on to another song turning 40, and it's Mr. Elton John with I'm Still Standing. The lyrics were written by Bernie Taupin. This song is directed at the former lover as Elton sings about how he's still standing strong without this person. An up-tempo song with some harsh lyrics. You wind me up like the wreck you hide behind the mask you use. It conveys a universal theme of finding confidence after a difficult breakup. I Am Still Standing became a big hit for Elton John on both the Atlantic, peaking at number one in Canada, Switzerland, number four in the UK, and number 12 in the US. Here is Elton John, I'm Still Standing.
I
Exactly. Was he singing about Madonna? I don't know. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing, better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Thinking of the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. I agree, Lulina. It's kind of like a, I don't know, like a creepy, evil creepy. Not even just like super bad. Operations is just weird. It just looks scary. Scary. That is Elton John with I Am Still Standing off the album Too Low for Zero in 1983. Yeah, I wondered. I mean, I hope that they don't go in and with a picture and say, I want to look like this. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, the next song, 99 Luftballons, and it's by Nina. This was one of the songs in the 80s to make a point about the Berkmanship and paranoia / hysteria surrounding the Cold War. In the song, Nina and a listener buys 99 red balloons in a shop and let them go for fun. These balloons show up on the military radar and unidentified objects, and both sides scramble planes and go to full alert to counteract the perceived nuclear attack, which in fact is the most childlike of things, a bunch of balloons. In the US, the English version did not chart, while the German language recorded one became Nina's only US hit. And here it is, Nina, 99 Luftballons. Natalie, it was so good meeting you yesterday. You had to learn this for your German class? Oh my gosh, do you still know how to sing it, BP? No, it's not like riding a bike. It doesn't come right back. Oh, of course, I wouldn't have missed it. It was awesome seeing you guys. I hope the turnout, it seemed good. I hope it all was great. That, you guys, Natalie, a Haven for Heroes, who's in the chat. If you guys can look them up, this is the nonprofit organization that the Dina Jo podcast actually supports. So any donations that come my way, I send it to them, and you all are supporting them. So you guys are great, and I love you all. And give them, you can click on, look them up, and make sure you put Colorado in there. And they have an Instagram, a TikTok. You see all the cute llamas and alpacas. You'll be able to see Lunar Star. Natalie, I was just telling, there's a Lunar Lena in the chat, and I kept calling Lunar Star Lunar Lena yesterday. You're so very welcome. We love you guys. We'll support you for sure. We'll be right back.
All right, that is 99 Loof Balloons by Nina, off the album 99 Loof Balloons in 1983. We're going to move on to the next song, Turning 40 in 2023, and it's Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. This song was written by Mike Chapman and Holly Knight. Chapman was an established songwriter and producer, while Knight was a former member of the band Spider and was just starting to write songs. Knight and Chapman wrote the song as more of a ballad, and they were surprised to hear when Benatar did with it. Knight said in an interview, when Mike and I first heard it, we were horrified. We hated it because it was so different. But then it became such a huge hit, and we had to step out and say, you know, they did a very good job rendering of this, and it's gone big. So we have to give them an applaud. Pat Benatar married her guitarist, Neil Giralda, in 1983, and he then became her producer. So here she is, Miss Pat Benatar, with Love is a Battlefield. Hi, Dee. I didn't see you come in. I'm sorry. I missed you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Hanny. You're so young, Camilla. The 80s always had some great songs. She's just a youngster, BP. We're the old ones in here. Chill, Will. How are you? Good to see you. We're doing some songs that are turning 40 this year. And that is Miss Pat Benatar with Love is a Battlefield off the album Live from the Earth in 1983. All right, we're going to turn her off and go on to somebody else. We're going to go to Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. This was the theme song from the movie of the same name. Parker had to get pretty creative with this, as writing the song with the word Ghostbusters in it is quite challenging. In an interview, Parker said, "It sounds easy now because you've heard the song, but somebody told you to write a song with the word Ghostbusters in it, it's pretty difficult. That was the hard part, getting the title in the song," he said. Parker added that he got his girlfriend and her friends to shout the title for the chorus since he didn't want to sing it. Parker, who was a renowned session musician, played most of the instruments on this track. So here's Ray Parker Jr. with Ghostbusters.
And I'm doing this all Wednesday and Friday too, continuing on this list of songs that are turning 40. There's so many. Yes, we did, VP. Yes, we did. Welcome, SBWZMDUG. Good to see you. Thank you, Short Pants Robert. There you go, Cubella. You did it. You talking about Ray Parker Jr.? Cubella did it in 5 seconds. Is Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. off the album Ghostbusters soundtrack. We are going to move on to a little Sammy Hagar. Your love is driving me crazy. Sammy is still a ton of energy. Sammy knows how to put on a show, it says. Sammy talked about the video, Your Love is Driving Me Crazy. In the description, he wrote, "This was more like it for me. It was taken as an excerpt from the live concert from St. Louis. And when Your Love was the single and became a hit, we released the song live, which is on fire," he said. "I invented the headset mic the tour before this, so I didn't have to stand in front of my microphone and play the guitar and sing. It allowed me to run around all over the place, and God knows I did." All right, Sammy Hagar, here he is with Your Love is Driving Me Crazy. Thank you, VP. Thank you for Q. To know, Van Halen, who did you like better, Sammy
are dated. Bye, Lunar Lena. Have a good day. I do like Sammy Hagar, but and Van Halen. I don't know. I have to say David Lee Roth, even though you guys know that story with him. He's kind of like a stuck up old man. But anyway, I don't know. In Van Halen, I don't know to get him replaced, but I do like Sammy Hagar. So on Sammy Hagar, but in Van Halen, I would have to say David Lee Roth. I don't know. That's me. That is Your Love is Driving Me Crazy, Sammy Hagar album, Three Lock Box. All right, we're going to do one last song today, and then we'll continue this list on Wednesday and Friday. And I'm sorry, you guys, that I'm ending a little early today. I need to go take care of my dog. So the last one I have for you is Rebel Yell by Billy Idol. Billy Idol got the title for the song from the Rebel Yell brand of bourbon whiskey, which has been around since 1936. On the episode of VH1 Storyteller, Idol explains that he was at an event with Ron Woods at Ron Woods Place in New York, where Woods and his fellow Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, were taking swigs of Rebel Yell straight through from the bottle. They gave him the idea of the title, and then he wrote the song around it. A rebel yell was the Confederate battle cry during the American Civil War, and Rebel Yell bourbon, made in Kentucky, shows a soldier on a horse charging into battle. Billy Idol, who is British, knew a bit about the war, but didn't want to be a topic of the song, so he changed the meaning to be a female cry of love. The song is about a passionate one-night stand with a woman who wants more, more, more. So here's Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on my floor. She said, "Come, baby, not a license for love. If it expires, free him from above." Because in the midnight hour, she cried, "No, no, no." With a rebel yell, she cried, "More, more, more." Wow. In the midnight hour, baby, "More, more, more." With a rebel yell. Set you free, or brought you to me, babe. What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried, "More, more, more." With a rebel yell, she cried, "More, more, more." Wow. In the midnight hour, babe, "More, more, more."
That is a little bit of Rebel Yell by Billy Idol off the album Rebel Yell in 1983. All right, so we have more coming up, like I said, on Wednesday and Friday.
But I wanted to remind you guys too about the, say another thing about the Haven for Heroes. They do have a GoFundMe that is going on, that they're trying to raise some funds for the llamas and alpacas. So if you guys can look them up, and if you can support them, and if you can't, that's good. But the big thing is to share it organically, if that can be spread around to, you never know who can help out. Just spread it and talk to people and just, you know, share it and send it around. But I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to leave you like I always leave you, if it plays. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. You guys are the best. I love you. And if nobody's told you this today, you are loved and appreciated. And remember that. It's hard on a mundane. Sometimes you never know what people are going through. They put on a good smile and a good front, you know, and just be kind to one another. I love you guys. Have a good day. Watch your backs. Watch other people's backs, and I'll see you around PodBeam. I appreciate you guys so very much. Thank you, Cubella, for being here. Beautiful. You have a wonderful day. It was so nice to see you. Haven for Heroes, I'm 4Q. D-Mac, my friend, BB, whoop-whoop, Mike, Tampa Bay, and Hanny J, the other beautiful girl from, we got the beauties from Arizona in the house today. Bam, bam, I love you, Brett. You guys have a good day. Bye.